One of the other things that you've shown in your work is a difference in what happens inside the tumor when they're exposed to tamoxifen as opposed to an aromatase inhibitor. Can you talk about that work?
Yeah, what we found when we compared the intratumoral effects of tamoxifen and aromatase inhibitor was that, first of all, the aromatase inhibitors are much more effective at switching off proliferation. Almost all tumors in postmenopausal women that are estrogen receptor positive reduce in proliferation with an aromatase inhibitor. That's not true with tamoxifen. About 80% have some reduction in proliferation. Tamoxifen actually increases progesterone receptor expression, whereas AIs really just switch it off.
And that's presumably an agonist effect of tamoxifen?
Very much so, yeah. So you see that. Also, it's interesting, Matt Ellis has found this as well. There are some histological changes that are different. Tamoxifen, we found the tumors had more glandular differentiation at the end of tamoxifen. AI has really just worked as main effect through proliferation. But what's interesting from the work we've done over 3 months is you do get some tumors whose proliferation switches off at 14 days, and then actually by 3 months is moving up again. And I know that Mitch Dowsett is interested in that group of patients because that may be the group of patients who are resistant or don't do well in the long term from these aromatase inhibitors. And what he's then trying to do is give Iressa or another growth factor inhibitor to see if he can keep the proliferation switched off in those tumors. And I think, the way we're going to go now is that, right, okay, we've got the aromatase inhibitors. They're pretty good, but we still get some resistance. So we're doing two things. First of all, we're now doing studies where we're combining aromatase inhibitors and growth factor inhibitors, either one or more than one. And secondly, we know we're trying to explore the mechanisms by which tumors become resistant to aromatase inhibitors. So the good news is we've got patients whose tumors we've got while they're responding to aromatase inhibitors, and we've also got these same tumors when they're resistant to aromatase inhibitors. And currently, we're doing gene array assays in those patients to find out what happens to the tumor between apparent sensitivity and resistance, what's switched on and what's switched off, because that might give us an insight into how we combine drugs.